Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Michael Feldman.
One. Hey, how you doing? All right. Sweetheart, thank you. Sweethearts?
Yeah.
Okay. We're Polish sisters. We got through that one. Pam Sulema, who's an accountant here in Madison, says, if pro and con are opposites, is the opposite of progress Congress? Pam Sulema. Where is Pam? Take a bow, Pam. Very nice. Nice job. Well done, well written. I'll use it, and that's the last time I hear your name mentioned with it. That was very well done. Scott Harum of Austin. What will the world look like in 10 years? Well, it's going to be a lot, it'll be out of focus. It will have cataracts over it, which will just be ripening. And it'll be at a lower level. I think it'll be right about here in 10 years, I predict. Yeah? Okay. Meg Summerside, DePere. What? I should read these first. Would you rather have traveling eyebrows or traveling nipples? Was that you, Meg? Is this worth going into?
Makes you think.
Yeah, it does, yes. That's the problem I'm having right now. It does make me think. But I mean, is there more to this than meets the eye?
As much thought as you put into it, that's fine.
Okay, we'll just skip it then. You're at Boulder?
Yeah.
Love Boulder. 20-mile bike ride during a heat advisory, grand adventure or foolishness? Foolishness. Who did it? 20 miles? All three of you?
24, actually.
Yeah? When was this?
Thursday
in the heat? And how are you doing right now? Yeah? Yeah, really? I noticed an IV coming out here. All right. The Kinzers are here from New Berlin. Oh, yeah, we met Mr. Kinzer, right? Yeah? Hi, Kinzers. You all Kinzers? My kids are afraid this show is like Oprah, where you talk about your feelings. Let's talk to the Kinzers. And see if some of the issues they've had recently have been resolved. As you know, the younger Kinzers are younger than the older Kinzers, and that causes some problems, as you know, for the Kinzers themselves. Now, Ann Kinzer, this is Ann Kinzer, how's it all going?
Well, they thought this might be an intervention.
Up on stage then, if it was. Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, my husband and I, we saw you about 20 years ago when you were down in Springfield, and now the kids are, here, want to bring them here.
Yeah. Kids, what would you like to say to your mother?
I hate Oprah. Sorry.
Well, that's what you say to Oprah. What would you say to your mother?
I don't know.
Okay, good. That sounds like a kid. And what would you say?
There's a lot of Oprahs on our DVR that I think she's been catching up on.
Have you ever thought of simply erasing the DVR? And
No, not a good idea.
No.
Yeah, because that would be like if your mom had a bunch of religious records and you smashed them one day, like when I was a kid. You don't erase the Oprahs from her DVR, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Do you find that the... Do you want to weigh in on this?
No, thank you.
Does some of the Oprah style approach to things that come into the family life then? Do you feel like she's being Oprah on you?
She makes us listen to it on the radio in the car.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you get anything from it?
No, except for I need to put my headphones on.
So you're blocking out then. Do you find the same thing?
I listen and I look forward and I just wait till it's done.
Yeah.
What would you say to your father?
He should be in the car with us more often.
All right, and your name is? Which Kinzer are you?
I'm Adam.
Adam Kinzer.
Hannah.
Hannah?
Yep.
Kinzer. And Mr. Kinzer and Mrs. Kinzer, thank you very much. The Kinzers are all right. You don't need no Oprah. The Kinzers are doing good. I love the Kinzers. They're what a family should be. Let's give them some wine, Mike.
Okay.
Nothing brings a family together like some wine. Right, Mike?
That's true. Make those goals, yes. Good times even better with scrumptious award-winning Wisconsin wines from the Wollersheim Winery.
That's right. Yeah. So are you a Badger or what?
Yes, sir.
I couldn't help but notice you got like a lot of Badger gear on. And
I know. I tried.
Yeah, but there's nothing going on in Badger sports right now.
Not right now, no.
You're just a billboard kind of for Badger sports.
Yeah, I gotta represent the off season.
Yeah. Are you in any Badger sports?
No. No. No.
Are you a Badger, in fact?
No, I'm still in high school, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Are you planning on being a Badger?
No, actually, I'm planning on going out of the state.
Where are you going?
I'd like to go to the University of Minnesota.
That's about the worst thing you could have said. You know, I'm really sorry I stopped and talked to you now. You seem like a nice young man in your Badger gear, and you're going to go be, what do they call those things, a mud puppy? Golden mud puppies? What? Gopher. You gopher. I don't go for it. I don't go for it at all, as a matter of fact. Why would you do that when you're such a Badger fan at heart?
Well, it's a nice university, but nothing says that I wouldn't be a Badger fan when they played the Gophers.
Yeah, and you're going to survive that, you think? You know, they take it pretty serious.
Absolutely. They said up there that there are a lot of people from Wisconsin that come to the University of Minnesota, so I'd have people there to back me up.
Yeah. Good, you better hope they're there when you turn around, man.
Right, exactly.
And your name is?
Ryan Syke.
Ryan, good luck with whatever you do.
Thank you very much.
See you. And good luck to you, too, though I didn't meet you. Yes. And good luck to you and all of you. Good luck to all of us, too. I'm here to embarrass my sisters. Who is here to embarrass their sisters? Back there? Okay. Oh, the ones that were in the bike marathon thing. Okay. Can I get to you? Well, I can sort of come behind you, I think. Come up from behind them. They're here to embarrass the sisters. I'd like to further that cause. I never had a sister, but I had brothers. Huh? You're embarrassed already? Which sister are we embarrassing?
Oh, we would embarrass all of them.
Yeah. This one that's blushing.
Yeah, I'm Pam, this is Height. Cindy's from Minnesota, the kid down there. And so, but I have nothing particular to embarrass her with except getting on the radio, and that would be embarrassing enough.
What would you say to your sister?
Is this another intervention? This is an Oprah.
What would you like your sister to hear?
Oh, God, I couldn't do that.
I'm so glad, because I'm very uncomfortable even just saying it. So, okay. All right. Just be embarrassed, okay? Are you embarrassed enough? Good. We'll let you go. More Kinzers. I have a lot more Kinzer cards than anything here. What hair color do they put on the driver's license of bald men? Mine says brown. So, I don't know. That's an interesting question. Do they say bald or something? Because a lot of guys shave their heads now. And you don't. But I'm not going to ask you, because I think that's insulting even to ask you what that would be. Making Wapatuli. This is good. From a Montessori teacher. What's the most important component in making Wapatuli?
Grain
Montessori alcohol. Teacher. That's an advanced school at Montessori, I'll tell you that.
Grain alcohol.
Armrest etiquette in theaters. How far east can you go before you head west? And we're back to the beginning. Okay, we'll just put those there for the time being. And we'll concentrate on playing the What Do You Know quiz. A chance for you to win fabulous prizes. And, you know, just because you went to school all these years and it hasn't paid off maybe the way you hoped it would, this is it. You know, at least get some Wollersheim wine, something, for all that effort you put out. So which of you would like to play the What Do You Know quiz? I'm talking about a quiz here that you can play, that you can... Would you like to play this quiz? Come on down here then. Come on down here. And what would you say to your family?
They put me up to this. So thanks.
You lay off me, family. And you are?
Heather Swanson.
Heather Swanson. Where are you from, Heather?
Kansas City, Missouri.
People down here from Kansas City, too. You know them?
I know, but no. Hello.
It's a big place, Kansas City.
It's very big.
What brings you to town, Heather?
Your show.
No, really?
Yes.
Oh, thank you so
well,
much.
Thank you.
Heather, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
I grew up listening to this show. My dad had this every Saturday morning, listen to this.
And you didn't resent it?
Absolutely not.
Wonderful. That's the best thing ever. Come on down here, dear. As we ascend to the What Do You Know stage, and join us right down here, right next to the stuffed emu, which is on your seat there. I don't know where that emu came from originally, but just never threw it away, and there it is.
Are the answers hidden somewhere?
No, in the emu?
Oh, good, well.
Good a place as any. Heather, what do you do these days?
I actually work at the university, UMKC, in Kansas City.
Oh, you do? What do you do for them?
I am an executive assistant to the vice chancellor.
Yeah, but what do you do?
Everything.
What does that mean exactly? I mean, I run an executive, what's it called again?
I'm the boss.
You are. So that you're like a puppet master of this guy, right? Chancellor?
I try my best.
Yeah. Is it the chancellor or vice chancellor?
Vice chancellor.
Vice
Finance.
Chancellor. Mm-hmm. Okay. How many vice chancellors are there to the chancellor?
About five.
Five vice, and is there something below a vice chancellor?
An assistant vice chancellor, an associate vice chancellor.
Are there really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you ever counted how many in there? There must be like a pyramid then, right? So the chancellor's at top, and you get your vice chancellors, then you get your assistant. Is that next? Or associate
yes.
vice chancellor?
I think associate.
And then assistant associate vice chancellor. Is there something beneath the assistant associate
that's,
vice?
That's my position. At the bottom.
And yet, you control it, so it's
and
an
no,
inverted.
It's fun.
It's an inverted pyramid.
Right, I'm not sure how it works, but it does.
Yeah, well, interesting. So you got these guys can't do anything without you, basically, right?
No, I don't know what. Yeah, I was off yesterday, so I'm not sure what happened.
Chaos.
I'll see Monday.
It in the paper. Chaos was raining at that campus. Well, that's great. That's great, and it's great to have you here. You have summers off though. You're working through the summer too.
Nope, summer. Working through the summer.
Summer, because mm-hmm. they still can mess things up in the summer. So.
Well, that we do have classes going on, but yeah, it's year round.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Great to have you here.
Thanks.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm good. Yourself?
Great. And
nice
you know,
to see you. What are you doing there?
Well, I was thinking about if people want to play the quiz.
Oh, yes. I was going to ask you that. How would they do that?
All they have to do is pick up the phone and dial 800-942-5669. That's 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WAC-NOW and answer this qualifying question, which is...
Way to pronounce it.
What?
You pronounce the hell out of that.
Yeah. I'm a professional.
I know you are. This is not the Lutheran hour. You don't have to overpronounce. I keep telling you.
Sorry about that.
Oh, the question. Okay, thank you for reminding me once again. What London landmark... No, use that. What's unusual about... This is about Kansas, actually. Rural Kansas, though. What's unusual about this sold-out 15-story condo in rural Kansas? It's quite a unique condo that is already sold out. And it's in Kansas. But there's something very unique about it, this condo. It's not your typical condo. It's in rural... And there's a bunch of them, actually, that they could actually turn into condos. It's in rural Kansas. We want to know about that there. Kitty's on the line from Missoula, Montana. Hi, Kitty.
Hello. Good morning.
Is it hot in Missoula?
It's not too hot.
No.
But it's dry heat, so we can handle it.
Yeah, dry heat. That's a good one. How hot is your dry heat, though?
Well, it's right now it's only like about 75 or something.
Oh, that's nice.
I got up to 85.
Perfect.
It'll still be fine.
Perfect. Kitty, what's unusual about the sold-out 15-story condo in rural Kansas? It's completely unique, actually, but what's that all about?
It's a corn silo or something. I don't know.
Ooh, you got half of that right.
Corn or silo?
Yeah.
It's a silo.
What sort of silo?
I don't know. What other silos are there?
Good question. Rural Kansas.
Water silo. I don't know.
Oh,
rural Kansas.
Yeah.
Soybeans.
Soybean silo. Maybe a different sort of silo. Silo. Former use for a silo.
Or oil.
Some sort of silo.
Gosh, I wish my husband was here. He's from
without silage in it, is what I'm saying.
An empty silo.
Empty silo. Now an empty silo perhaps had some former use around, I guess they have in Nebraska and Kansas and around there. A bunch of these silos, now a condo. Kitty?
Yeah. We don't have silos where I live.
No, no. Okay.
Figure it out. That's why I wish my husband was here because he's from Reedsburg and he would know these things.
Oh, well, where is he?
He's at work. We work for the Forest Service doing firefighting stuff, and he's at he's at work right now at the dispatch center sending equipment to all the fires we have in Montana.
Oh, yeah.
Can't use him here to
be
a hint.
Well, he might not know about these missile silos that used to exist.
Missile silos. Oh, we have missile silos. Oh.
Anyway.
Yeah. It's a missile silo.
A missile silo. Oh, did I let that slip? Okay, kitty. I got to let you have it. Yeah, an Atlas missile silo, and it's converted into a condo. It's 15 stories underground.
I've seen it on TV, actually.
Oh, did you? Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, all right, that makes it fair, then. Kitty, this is Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Hi, Kitty. How are you?
Oh, terrific. Thank you.
Good.
Now, two of you cooperate. As you share and work it. Okay. You work it. Okay?
Yes.
Both of you together. And what's, Mike, what are the categories we have there?
The categories are people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, current events, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. Current events usually starts.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, that's the way it's written here. I'm just following the script, man.
Kitty, you pick the first one. What would you like?
Oh, current events, of course.
Current events, okay. There's a new listing for a lakefront lot on which moon of Saturn, where they discovered a lake recently. This particular moon of Saturn, it's a methane lake, but at least it's a start, you know.
And do we have a multiple choice?
No, it's current events. Either you...
Heather?
Perhaps the most famous moon of Saturn. They discovered a lake on it.
Is it Io?
Or under it.
Do you remember the moon of Saturn, Heather?
No. Can we pull the audience?
No.
Okay.
No, you can't. Didn't hear about this.
Io, a moon of Saturn?
Are you? Where are you on your phone now, or something?
Yeah.
Get rid of that smartphone. No, I'm afraid it's Titan. Titan.
Titan. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
It's been big news, but I guess it might have.
So that would be no right and one wrong.
Okay, very good. And then, don't worry, you'll come back for that. Don't panic.
And the remaining categories are people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Heather.
Let's go with odds and ends.
Odds and ends, it is. Are there more calories in sweetbreads or walnuts? Sweetbreads are what, adrenal glands and stuff? Is that what it is? It's the glands that they eat in Europe, places like that. Or walnuts, which has more calories.
Heather, what do you think? There would probably be some fat in both of them, which would be calories. But sweetbreads would just be... other stuff. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think it's kind of gross that we should go with sweet.
Yeah. Or do you think
if it's too gross, maybe you shouldn't go with it.
Okay, maybe walnuts. I think walnuts.
Walnuts?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Walnuts is right, yes. 628 calories in walnuts to 320 in sweetbread. So next time you feel like a walnut, grab a sweetbread.
And that's one right, one wrong.
Okay, good. They've come back from it.
The remaining categories are people.
What are the remaining categories, Mike?
Oh, sorry. That's ahead of you. People, places, things you should have learned in school, science. Those are the remaining categories.
I didn't even know you had dimples until you started announcing. Well, your dimples come out when you announce. Isn't that cute?
Now you know.
Isn't that cute? What?
You'll soon discover that my face turns red easily.
Yes. Kitty, what would you like? Did you hear those?
Please.
Want to hear them again?
People, please.
Oh, people, please. Okay, I'm sorry. According to female people, which of the following is the worst? Putting away, folding, or sorting laundry? I'm not saying just female people do this, by the way. It just was the study. Believe me, I do my share of all these things.
I think putting away.
I was thinking sorting.
Anyone thinking folding?
I was... Folding sounds kind of...
Folding would be probably the one that would be the most annoying, yeah?
Well, how do you feel about this? I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. Putting away, folding, or sorting of laundry is the worst.
It's all fun, but let's say folding.
Folding, sure.
I didn't change your mind about that, did I?
No, you didn't.
No. I mean, do you hate folding?
I do. I hate folding.
Yeah. Kitty, you hate folding?
Oh, yes.
Yes, well, okay. All right, then it's all right. It is folding, yes.
Yay!
It is folding. 36% say folding, 28% say putting away, only 9% say sorting. Women actually like to sort. I think men would probably hate sorting more than anything. I think it's a little sex difference there. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, maybe.
Which do you hate most, Mike?
Two right, one wrong.
What? What do you hate most?
Folding. I hate folding.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just throw things in a pile.
Okay. Yeah. Very female of you. Go ahead.
Yes, it is.
Read
the remaining categories are places, things you should have learned in school, and science. Those are the remaining categories.
Okay. And it's back to Heather.
Things that we should learn in school.
Okay. Had you been paying attention? From Macbeth, there's no act to find the what's what in the face. Very famous quote from Macbeth. I'm sure it's all on the tips of your tongue right now. Tips of your tongues, plural, I guess. Duncan says this in Macbeth. Remember that big scene, Reese? He says, there's no act to find the blank's blank in the face. The something's something.
What do you think it is?
I have the answer right here in my hand. What do you mean? I don't. Pretty famous.
Can you say
quote.
It one more time?
Yes. All right, I'll give you one of the somethings. How's that?
Okay.
There's no act to find the mind's what in the face.
It's hard to hear the crowd up here. It sounds like they're just saying my.
You shouldn't be listening to the crowd.
No.
This is entirely your own doing.
Kitty, do you know? I don't know. I know Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
I know. That would be great.
Don't have that one right now.
We get one from that.
No. No, okay. The mind's construction in the face.
Oh, yeah.
There's no art to find the mind's construction in the
face. Oh, I guess we weren't paying attention in school.
Well, okay. So that would be...
That's two right and two
wrong.
Okay, so this is the deciding factor right now. Get this one right and you win it.
There are two remaining categories.
What are they?
Places and science.
Okay.
Places, please.
Places, please. Places, please, people. 1 in 5, 1 in 10, or 1 in 50 Canadians is considering a maple leaf tattoo. Like Neil Young. He's got two. One here. 1 in 5, 1 in 10, 1 in 50 Canadians is considering a maple leaf tattoo. This surprising. Finding. From Canada.
1 in 10, Heather?
Very surprising finding.
So
was surprised.
1 in 50.
1 in 5?
Those were our choices.
1 in 5, 1 in 10, 1 in 50.
A surprising number would be 1 in 5 to me, because that would be 20%.
That would be very surprising.
Okay. I think you're right on, Kitty.
Yeah,
okay.
Good.
I got it. Mm-hmm.
You think that's it?
I think she's right.
1 in 5 is right, yes.
What have they won? Well, Heather, just in time for the 4th of July, you've won an omnibus collection of Pete Seeger performing American favorite ballads, songs that plant the seeds of a better tomorrow in the homes across the land. Nearly 6 hours of quintessential Americana on Smithsonian Folkways recordings from WJCT in Jacksonville. And Kitty, add a bit of sterling Americana to your coin collection with the limited edition one-of-a-kind Jubilee Anniversary Quarter featuring the founding Feldman father of Small Talk Radio, along with the rare and beautiful Feldmingo. And both of you might perchance get instantly rich with a complimentary-sized bag of rough mining gemstones from the Cave of the Mounds, a national natural landmark. And after the fireworks play, what do you know, the party game, including the proudly patriotic Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com.
Thank you so
much. Thank you, dear. Thanks so much for playing. Thanks for coming to the show.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here. Kitty, hang on for just a second. We'll make sure you get that.